I want juice. Nah, nah. I've been got me thinking. Got me drinking. Nah, nah.
What's up?
It's been a, it's a man's world. I mean, that beautiful 4K, like you said. Where you at? If you ain't on video, where you at?
My webcam not plugged in, man. Or else I'd be right here with you. I'd be video.
Turn it on, boy. Get the OnlyFans rolling, cuz.
I'd love to.
But you ain't doing it. What's up?
It's plugged into my work computer.
Don't you yell at me.
For the professional 4K.
What do you mean professional 4K? How's professional 4K?
Hey, you want to look good on those Zoom meetings. No pixels. All good HD smoothing.
No pixels. Nah. Okay. Well, this is 183. Yes. Episode 183. Mainstream. Podcast. Too early. Because some people got to do some stuff. Always something.
Early. The schedule is always evolving.
Do you say schedule or schedule?
I'm not British, so I say schedule.
What did you mean? You ain't got to be British to say schedule.
Schedule. Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Advertisement. No, I ain't that person. But I'm not that guy.
You hate British people. I know now. You see, look at my new headphones. They look cute, huh?
Oh, they're very stylish and very clean, and they're not falling apart like all the other ones.
Man, you ain't lying, because the other ones. Let me show you these things, bro. Let me show you these things.
So I want to see that. I want to see that band that started just falling apart. Shit! The whole thing fell apart.
This shit fell apart, dog. But no, it don't have the band on the top, so I'm buying the quality stuff, right? So they still work. There's nothing wrong with them, but the cup came off, and it's like glue to it, right? So I can't like put the cup back on. I can't put it back on there. So I'm kind of like torn. Should I throw them away or should I figure out how to put, you know, this cup back on it? But they still work. They still sound good.
I mean, there's always some guy on YouTube that repaired his headphones with a new cups or something. So right. It's possible. You got to find the right glue from the hobby store. You can fix that shit.
I mean, I could, but then I bought some new ones. And I got these Alienware. So I'm going to do this. But I might hold on to them. Somebody on the side of the road might need a pair of podcast earphone monitors.
It's always good to pass down some headphones to somebody else. Bless somebody. Bless up.
Shit, the way them things look, they might be blessed down. So we'll see. Bless down. This mother gave me some charity work. Bless down. Ah, damn. But we here, me, Chris. I got a funny but yet bad story.
I like that combination. I like that Zen diagram. Venn diagram.
What? Who? What diagram?
Yeah, what? I like a diagram.
You sound like you need some ibuprofen.
Diaphragm that diagram. Now show me your funny, horrible story.
So,
I'm all ears.
All right. So, I went to a place to get some food, right? And this place sells, milkshakes. My milkshake bring out the boys to the yard for real. I get a milkshake, get my food. I'm like, cool. So I eat my food, get ready, and I leave, right? And I take my milkshake with me and I go down. I'm walking down the street doing my thing. I go down, do some sightseeing, some stuff. And then on my way back to my car, I was like, you know, I need to stop by this Trader Joe's and get some food. And it takes it to the house, you know. So go on Trader Joe's. I pick up some eggs. Then I get ready to pick up some tea. So they got this nice, good black tea in a can. And it's like, you know, carbonated black tea. It's it good. I love it, right? So I go there. Note, I had eggs in my hand and a milkshake. So I go and grab my stuff. I'm like, cool. So I went to go grab another box of tea. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to get the second box. And then in slow motion, I can feel it. As my milkshake falls to the floor, right?
No.
So I'm looking at it falling in slow motion, slowly falling.
A grocery mishap.
Yeah, it hits the ground, right? So I'm looking at the cup. And then in slow motion, as I'm looking down, you can see my face. You can see me do this. I'm looking down and I look up And there's two people standing in front of me. And that shit went all over them. I immediately was like, oh shit. The story gets worse though.
Did you try not to laugh when you saw that?
No, I knew it was no. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I immediately looked up because the story gets worse.
People covered in tattoos that just got out of the pen or what?
No. I'm looking and there was a man and his daughter. Now I got white cream. I creamed his daughter in front of him. No. It was messed up. Like it was a travesty. I creamed her. But it gets worse because it got stuff all over her pants and everything, like she got pants on.
So they think you did a hate crime on them. You're like, you know what? Fuck little people. I'm going to throw this milkshake at them. They turn around.
Bro.
Was it their back or their face?
No. They were looking at me in my face.
No, like they got creamed in the face?
No, they got creamed in the front. It wasn't in the face. It was on the pants and on the legs and all over the place.
So if you dropped your milkshake and it was a height-gifted person, it would have hit him in the kneecap.
Probably. It would have hit their ankles or some shit, right? You would have hit their ankles.
That's short, bro. Damn. Did you start wiping them down and say, sorry, sir?
The dude was like, I immediately started apologizing. Dude, I have anxiety problems. I don't show it very often, but I have horrible anxiety attacks at times. And I hadn't had one in a while, but this shit, my heart started beating so fast. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I could feel myself getting ready to have an anxiety meltdown. And I was just about to lose my shit as this little, and it gets worse. Not only was she a little person, she may have also been special needs.
That's messed up. You got to repent. You want to pause this and go to the church?
Lord Jesus. Oh, so, and then he pulls out this rag out of his back pocket. He was like, I got it. And he's starting to wipe his daughter down when I got all his white sauce all over. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just like panicking. I'm panicking like in my brain. I'm like, I'm about to melt down. So, and she's looking at me like, this motherfucker just messed up my favorite pants. And we clean it up. He's wiping her down. I'm just like, this is, you know, my brain is like fight or flight, right? So my like flight was kicking in, like just run out the store. Just don't come back.
Drop the eggs and leave. Just
drop and leave. But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna be a man. And I did the right thing and I got my shit. But then I get in line at, you know, cash register. Tell me why they get behind me in the line. So I had to look at them as I'm checking out.
They're asking for seconds. They're standing by someone holding eggs and some stuff that could cause a whole nother scene. They better watch out.
Bro, I was immediately like, but in a good, you know, gesture, good faith, you know, I was like, I told the cashier,
you're acting like a jester, court jester.
Shut up, fool. I was like, let me charge me for that grocery. When they got up there, they ain't saying that. Yeah. I was like, charge me.
And then they said, okay, Benson, bring her on my four carts.
that would have been fucked up. But no, that didn't happen. But it was like, the girl was about to pay. She pulled out her little wallet. I don't know why she had to have a little wallet, but she did have a little wallet. And she was about to scan her card. And the cashier was like, no, he's paying for it. And then she looked at me like, oh, don't come close to me. You might cream me again. So I had to pay for their groceries. I paid for their groceries.
Okay, that's about the only thing you could do in that situation. Dude, you made it right. You made it right.
I had to make it right because I felt terrible. Like, I left the store and I still had panic issues. I felt terrible all fucking day because not only was it, why I couldn't just throw it on like some random, you know, white guy, just random dude in the middle of the store. Not only was she a little person, but she also might be a little bit, you know, need a little bit of help. I'm just like, this couldn't have been like the worst situation.
Like, you got two people at the same time, two birds, one milkshake.
He got, I don't think he got really anything. It was mostly her. She took the brunt of it. She took the brunt of the cream. Damn. She got salad creamed hard, bro. I couldn't even look her in the face. I didn't know what to do. I was panicking so fucking hard. I'm like, what do I do in this situation? Do I say thank you? You want another? I mean,
I bet that you're a regular at that Trader Joe. You're gonna run into him again in the next couple months.
I immediately have already realized that I can never go to Trader Joe's again. I'm going to another one. I'm never going there again. Never.
You can't go at the same time. If they're morning shoppers, you can't show up in the morning.
It was the middle of the afternoon. That's the part. I don't know if they might show up again at 12:30 or 5 o'clock. I don't know.
I can't think immediately that what comes to mind for myself to have my own version of a I can't go back there story.
I gotta have one.
You know me, I gotta have one.
You definitely have to have one.
Nothing's popping up. Something I did that I couldn't show my face.
The difference is you would have one of those moments and you're like, I don't give a fuck, I'm going back. like the Taco Bell moment. You'd be straight up like, I want my even scoop of meat, and then the next day you back up in that giant. So you don't care.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I just had so many of those that somebody else was like, oh, I can't show my face again. Me, I'm like, I'm going back. That's my spot.
I'm like, it's the only Taco Bell on this side of town. Fuck that. I'm going. Me, personally, I was like, I don't think I can ever go back to that Trader Joe's again in life. Because they know I might run into them again, and I do not know how I'm going to handle it. If I run into them again in life, I know that I'm going to panic. I already know. So
why you guys would I even do it? Buds? Like,
no,
maybe that'd be cool. You could be friends with them. You could do a crib tour, see their house and stuff, see the customizations.
I mean, I'm not trying to go out to the Shire and hang it out. What the fuck?
Oh, like, why they kind of live in the Shire? They can live in a perfectly regular any type of house. Anything is regular. But it's probably speaking of Shire, short people. Hobbits, stuff like that.
I hope this is going somewhere nice.
No, it's just, I don't know if it's nice. It's probably, I don't know if it's in vogue anymore, but like you can get a little door on your house that's like from your pantry to the garage.
Dog door or a
mini door. So, you know, have you seen in like the East Coast, they have these doors that are like 2 feet by 2 foot squares that just go into the attic. Like if you look at them, they're like tiny doors. You have to like crawl into them to get to them. They have like attic access. But something like that size would go from your garage to your pantry to slide in your groceries from the garage instead of like walking them through the house. They call it a Costco door or something. But what I'm trying to explain it to people and tell like the builder and stuff, I'm like, yeah, like something like a Hobbit door, like a little tiny miniature door. I don't know if you can call can you call short people like hobbits?
You can't. Dude, I've told the story 4 times already, and everybody on Earth has used the wrong terms. I'm the only person that's like, people don't say that.
Dwarfism. Can't call them lawn darts. Can't do nothing. That's messed up.
Lawn darts. Jesus Christ.
that stuff is messed up. No offense, me, but
what do you mean? Okay. you cannot follow up. Lawn, I said you can't do that. With no offense. How does that go together?
It just popped into my head the time like Jackass would take their little person friend and they'd like throw them at like one of those things with like the Velcro on it. So they literally played lawn darts.
Bro,
it wouldn't be the first time,
The
90s and 2000s were a different time.
Yeah, that part's true. But yes, I immediately regretted taking my milkshake to the yard, and I don't think I will be doing it anytime soon again because it 100% made me feel some kind of way. I was visibly shaking. Like I literally was shaking how much it rocked.
You don't know what to do in that awkward situation.
It was awkward as shit. You should have seen the look on her face. The look on her face just made me want to go just crawl into a hole and die.
They didn't ask. What flavor is this? Where can I get this?
They didn't. She was like, wait, daddy, wait. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out of this store. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. That's too bad. But sometimes those things happen when you're trying to, you overextend yourself and you're trying to balance too much and you're thinking, I can do one more thing right here between my arm and my body and the eggs. And like, if I remember not to move just right, I'm not gonna drop anything. And then you're like, you go reach your wallet and boom, everything comes falling apart.
And I should have known that it wasn't going to work out because I almost dropped it the first time. Like when I was trying to situate it, it was like, it slid. I was like, oh, my dumb ass didn't think like, oh, dude, it just slid. It's going to slide again when you turn. And it was like everywhere. It was all over the floor, all over her, all over the wall. It was on the packages
on the windows to the walls.
Yeah, bro.
The milkshake dropped down my bowl.
Everybody was pissed off. And you know, want to know the funniest part? I didn't get not one drip drop.
Oh, it totally blew up away from you.
Yes, it went the opposite direction. It was almost like if it was a pre-planned prank show. Like, it went in a way that it seemed like it was fucking perfect. I got nothing on me. They got covered. Well, not they. She got covered in milkshake.
Did you get to taste it before you dumped it out?
Yeah, I was going to say, luckily, I drank most of it. So it would have been worse if it was full. If it was full, I would have had to just go home. It would have been over with, because damn, it was like probably a fourth of the ice cream left over. So if it was full, it would have been over with. She would have been like going home covered head to toe. She would have looked like two girls, one cup in the white version or something. It'd have been fucked up.
Yeah, you got to take him to the store to get him some new clothes, get an outfit for that kid.
Man, damn. All I could think of, let me at least pay for this meal. I got all this white stuff on this little person. Let me pay for this meal, dog. Something.
But that's a story not a lot of people have, so good on you.
Man. I was like, and then the cashier was so funny, because the cashier was like, oh, he's poor. That's so sweet. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you don't realize the rest of this story. The rest of the story is my ass was like, I'm trying to repent. Because I fucking, you know, spilled milk all over this girl. So they ended up being all right. But
yeah, they're cool with it. They ain't hold no hard feelings.
Shit. And the guy kept saying, it's okay, accidents happen. I was like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. I gotta go. So that was my day. That happened on Saturday. I immediately realized I would never be going to Trader Joe's again. So
did you know Trader Joe's? You know Trader Joe's secret?
About
who they is?
Yeah, Aldi.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's the same company. They split into two a long time ago, North and Sud, which is North and South. And
some people don't be knowing it. Some people don't be knowing it.
Yeah, you ain't got a monopoly on the damn information about grocery stores.
I know, but you know. Oh, you know. But our listeners may not know. That's a cool story. The brothers split it up, and then one turned into Trader Joe's, one's Aldi.
Yeah, do you know why they split up, though?
They're upset about something. They want to sell something. One guy wants to sell one thing. One guy wants to sell another thing.
My boy, no. It was cigarettes, because one brother was like, I don't want to sell cigarettes.
The other one thing, he wanted to sell one thing. Exactly. There you go. I forgot the thing.
Yeah. Yes. No, you know what I'm saying? I was giving you props. Okay. I was giving you props.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot what thing it was, but there's some disagreement there, so they split it up.
It was cigarettes. And when I think it was like in the 60s, 70s, somewhere in the area, where one brother wanted to carry cigarettes, the other one was like, nah, bruh. And they literally split it into two for Aldi Nude and Aldi Sud and Aldi Nord. And Nord is one and Sud is Trader Joe's, I believe. And pretty much the same.
Yeah, one of them chose right.
Well, I mean, people still go to Aldi.
They go to Aldi, right? But I'm saying Aldi's still revered and people love it. They like the setup. But I'm talking about one was on the right side of history, not selling those cigarettes.
Cigarillos, let's get it. HEB sales, tough.
Hell yeah.
Okay. He's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, they still make that money. They didn't get out of the cigarette stuff. I don't think they have. They're not a vape store yet, but one day.
Do they sell vapes in regular grocery stores?
No, I've never seen. And it's all in the gas stations and stuff. I don't think. Maybe. I don't really look. I don't look for it. But there's setups that are just in your face at the gas stations. I don't know about the grocery store.
Right.
But I passed a store today that was called Guns, Laptops, and Kratom. Like the Kratom, like the CBD type of stuff. It was all in one store.
What kind of fucking store is that?
You get your CBD, you can get a gun, and you can get a laptop. And it says, we do trades.
Do you trade the CBD to get a laptop or a laptop to get more CBD?
One is always good for the other one. But I was like, do you need anything else? That's like all in one store. Besides groceries, you can get everything you need right there. Protect that laptop and that gun. Go to the house, get that CBD on, inject that CBD, straighten my veins.
I mean, do you use CBD?
Man, who doesn't?
No,
I'm putting it on my food, sprinkle it on my breakfast.
No, I'm serious. No, I know. No. Shit, you're like, who does it?
No, I know people that like you use that the creams for pain relief and stuff.
I only use my cream on little people.
Yeah, we heard the story about that. Yeah,
pretty much.
You share your cream, but no, the CBD cream I've heard has been used for people I know, so that's a thing, but not like vaping or anything or any gummies really. But there are drops you can take that are better than the cream for pain relief.
Right,
but it's not like getting high on shit. Just pain relief.
Yeah.
But those things popped up all over the damn place. Even in the, you know, backwoods over here, there's like a little pop up CBD thing where, you know, 15 years ago, people would be like, get that drug out of here. Quit selling weed. But now it's everywhere.
The wacky weed is bad. Yeah.
Reefer madness.
You should know.
You're going to be ordering that shit when it's legal in a couple months.
And nationwide. Dude, bro, in Texas, it's not going to be legal.
Well, we talked about this in like 2099, it'll finally be legal, but
I won't be around. I'll be wrinkled in the, I'll have leather skin, like you said last week in 2099.
You'll be in so much pain, you'll have to be smoking something to feel good.
Yeah, no, dude, I am not really going to worry about that. But and when I leave Texas, I'm fine, because I'll go to a place that has it. I don't use it. I won't use it anyway, so it's not like it's like, oh my God, it's something that helps me. I don't actually use it. Nothing wrong with it, though.
Yeah, I guess if I get some debilitating pain and I'm like dying, sure, I'll take it.
I thought your debilitating pain was waking up in the morning looking at your face.
Exists? No.
Yeah.
Just no, talking about getting older, I do be having a soreness. Well, what's your soreness when you wake up? What hurts first?
Everything.
Oh, you got everything. I'm not everything yet. I'm glad I'm not at that level. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to level up to catch up.
Right.
But my elbow be hurt. My arm meat, like my whole, my joint. What do you call it? The nerve? I don't know what it is. Nerve damage? Who knows? But I wake up, my right elbow thing just be sore as fuck.
Your right elbow thing? What the fuck is elbow thing?
The whole bendy part of your arm and the whole area. Not the elbow, like not my funny bone tip. Not my bone that sticks out. Like
your funny bone tip.
Like not that part, but the inside of my arm, like the nerves or the joint, like the meat, the connective tissue inside, something inside there hurts.
Joint, the arm, the meat. What are you talking about?
So I'm just hoping that I don't have like early stage gout or I don't know what the fuck that feels like, but I don't want that shit. I don't know what I got, but my arm fucking hurts every day. And I didn't do nothing. So I'm like, damn, man, what's happening? I'm falling apart.
I really don't think it's called gout, by the way. I could be wrong. Not what you're explaining, put it like that.
Yeah, it's not gout, but I don't want nothing that's like permanent pain all the time.
Nobody wants permanent fucking pain all the time.
Just temporary pain, like, you know, step on me with a high heel or something, but not permanent.
Step on me with a high heel. My God, bro. What are we talking about?
That's a reference. You see, everybody sees that.
Is it, though?
It's a reference. Everything's a reference.
Okay. If you say so.
But yeah, so things be hurting. That's cool. You got to get up, shake it off. 20 minutes later, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, literally, I wake up like an old ass jalopy at this point in life. Like everything has to be started up. You got to warm me up. I'm like, I used to, I don't know if you did this. You may not ever done it, but did you used to just hop out of fucking bed? Just jump out of bed?
Like, yeah, you just like boom and then made ready to go. Hit the floor, just like easily jump out, just bounce off the mattress.
Exactly. I tried that and I blew my shit out. Like I hopped out of bed, I hit the fucking floor. Like I legit hit the floor. Like I was like, dude, what the hell? He's like, oh no, bro, you gotta start that joint up in sections. You gotta start it up. You gotta wake it up in sections. You can't just hop out the bed.
He's like, the mind might be ready, but the body is a little bit behind.
Man, the mind is like, bro, you can do this. My body's like, nah, cuz, why are you playing around? So
they're not in sync anymore.
Nope, it is definitely not in sync. I was in the ground. Speaking of in sync, you seen that? Like people, the 30 or 40 year olds, they coming back,
right?
They are freaking out.
The millennials love this comeback tour. This is our time for our people to have like comeback tours from 20, 30 years ago. They're retro music now.
Yeah.
You gonna go? Let's go.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan then.
Dun, dun. Da, da, da. Let's go, boy. Let's
I don't
go.
Know what song you were trying to create, but it wasn't New Kids on the Block. It wasn't NSYNC. It was
one of them.
It ain't nothing else.
I want it that way. Tell me why. Yeah, dude, that shit right there. Let's go.
Man, that crescendo was fucking trash.
I can't hit it because I still have both my balls, so I can't hit that high note.
Just you wait. No, you don't have them. The warden has them for you.
It's in her purse, but they're still close by.
Yeah.
But man, I like retro. Nostalgia is always in, so now it's our generation's turn to have some of that. We're old enough now. We're looking at our kids going like, look at this shit. This is what I grew up on. Like, we're already in that age, that 35 plus.
Yeah. I have to agree with you. It sucks. It sucks being here. It sucks more,
man.
Being
it's, here. Cool to, it's cool to have historical stuff now. We kind of start. I don't know. We're trying to feel ancient.
It sucks being here because you're on at Earth? The age. Shit. Yeah.
In USA or where?
USA. No. It sucks being in this point in life because you're old enough to know you're right or better, but you feel like you should be still young. So you're in this weird, awkward spot of, boys, shut the fuck up because you don't know what you're talking about. And also, damn, maybe he right. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain.
No, I'm going through that. Yeah, I feel that conflicts come up sometimes where I still feel young, like mentally, like I don't consider myself like an old person.
Shit.
But then like I apparently hear from some kids that like, hey, well, yeah, you're an old person. I'm like, what the hell?
What did I say once before?
But yeah, you start having different conflicting opinions on them and then start thinking, from their perspective, you know, what was I doing when I was that age? And
maybe
they're kind of right, but I do know more than those motherfuckers. Right. They are fucking up, but they ain't gonna listen, but they might be
happy. I mean, I think it's part of the problem is, like I said, being in that state of, I know what I'm talking about because I lived it. Because, like, you know, you remember when your mom and dad was like, you don't know what you're talking about. And you were like, oh, shut your old ass up. But now we're at that spot of, damn.
Yes.
Like, damn. Like, seriously.
I'll be complaining to Sylvia about the nephews or nieces or just like something like kids are doing these days. And I'm like, I'm starting to sound like my fucking parents. Like, going through cycles again. Like, now we're at that part. Why am I bitching about the kids when a little while ago I felt like I was a kid doing that same shit?
And I think it is worse because our generation has more information than the generation before us and the generation before us at this period, right? Because when our parents were 30 plus, the internet really didn't exist. The information that you get didn't exist. So we are the first generation of humans so far that has either as much or more information of the young humans at the same exact time. Before us, it was a bigger gap.
Yeah.
There's a bigger gap from the boomers to us than there is for us to Z, like in technology, information, et cetera, right? So it's like, so we're stuck in this weird spot of, you don't know what you're talking about, but also maybe you're right. Like, I don't know how to feel, man.
We're in a weird transition, going up against generation now that has been on everything from the beginning, had access to all sorts of shit from the beginning, and we lived as it was being built up. And now we're here, and it's just different.
From the bottom, now we
people interpreting or using stuff differently than we are. So we just gotta try to keep up.
What's your old man Stitch right now? You got an old man Stitch?
Like for what? Like something I'm not doing that the kids are doing, or something?
You are doing as an old man still, or something that you can't? Not that you can't relate to, because there's plenty of shit the kids do today that I cannot relate to. Like so many things.
We can't relate to is most of the apps that they use and how they use them. Maybe, you know, like the kind of the Roblox Minecraft type of stuff. Like there's
something. You play Roblox? I've seen you.
No, I don't. Not me.
Oh, no, those are just Fortnite. Sorry.
Yeah, I played it for a few minutes. But, you know, this what the kids are into and how they use social media and how they communicate on certain things. So there's some things I'm starting to feel disconnected from how they're interacting with the whole earth. But what do you mean? Like what I do as an old person?
Like, is there something that you do that actually belongs to young people today that you do as an old person? Is there something that you do now?
I guess that would be, it could be a TikTok and a Fortnite.
I was going to say, because that's probably you, TikTok and Fortnite. You know, I do not fuck with TikTok. Not at all. I guess it's because I'm stubborn because I don't want to learn another. Now I watch the videos people send to me. I do that kind of stuff. I just don't need my own account. I have no reason to dance around for 15 seconds or whatever it's going to be.
I don't post anything to it. I just use it and ended up making my own because you'd have the way to, you know, just basically save favorites. Now, I don't comment. I don't use it. I don't do anything. I don't message anybody. It's just a video scrolling thing to see funny shit and see memes and kind of see what's going around and like see how the algorithm feeds me shit.
Right.
And just stay up on some funny stuff. But it's an interesting platform to be on directly to see how it evolves and like what's going on over like the next 72 hours, like what it feeds you. It's pretty fascinating.
You hit me with the evolutionary shit. Like I am here to see the evolution of humans.
I'm watching it right now on TikTok, but you don't see it the same way on YouTube or Instagram or anywhere else. TikTok is his own beast. Like what's fascinating about it is when like you'll start getting fed something and you'll feel like this kind of, it's like a, I don't know how you could describe it, a new word for like a disconnected community that you're a part of. Like I don't know any of these people, but I'll read the comments and they'll be like funny fucking comments and they'll start being like these memes that start occurring in the comments, like say on a video. Right. You'll see some kind of funny video, see some funny comments, and then like you'll scroll 10 minutes later, you'll see a related video and it feels like everybody moved there with you. And I was also commenting on it, kind of seeing the same funny comments and be like, oh, did you just come from this video and this and that?
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, you'll see a similar related video. And it's like for a while, for this 72, 96 hour period, you'll kind of get fed randomly these videos that are all connected. Like the algorithm is like keeping you on this little train. And it's a real weird, but cool thing it does where it keeps you like up to date on this. And you feel like you're following people through comments or something, just reading the funny messages. And then in the next 48 hours, it'll like change into something else. Or there'll be something on TikTok where some like thousands of random accounts will post 30, 40 second snippets from like a movie. And you'll see all these clips out of order from a movie. And then everybody will be like, did we all just watch the same movie like over 5 days out of order and shit? Like just some random movie from the 90s. And then all of a sudden that movie will like spike up on Netflix and be like a top trending thing that nobody knew about. It's just weird shit like that that happens. It's kind of cool to be in if you're using it every day.
Yeah. You can hype about TikTok all you want. I don't give a shit.
That's my TikTok hype moment. The Chinese check cleared.
Yeah, he's like, yes, we are finally sponsored by the Talker.
No,
I'm good.
What is it? The yen? No, that's the Chinese. That's the Japanese. The yuan, whatever that thing. That thing got converted into my bank account now. So that's my TikTok minute.
Thanks, brother.
Download TikTok. Give them your
information. Download TikTok today. Anyway, I'm not interested. I mean, because it's like it's always gonna be something new. And at this point in life, I'm going to be dead soon. So I don't really care to get something new. I'm staying with the Instagram, to smooch on your beautiful faces and listen to the podcast and then do my regular stuff. And I don't really care too much about TikTok. I will watch a video that somebody sends me, a compilation for show, but I don't need an account for that. So I'm all good. You keep me up on it.
You can resist as long as you want. Yeah, I do send you some things I see that are on the funnies, but you miss the context. And I think it has the best comment section out of the whole internet for funny shit.
No, bro, Black Twitter does that.
Oh, you know, Black Twitter is great, but Twitter is dead. Twitter's dying. Twitter's going away. X is dying.
Oh, my God.
You are an old motherfucker if you're staying on Twitter.
Dude, I'm on Twitter right now. I'm scrolling. I am in Twitter. No. Shit dies when somebody says it's dying just because they want to say some stuff. Twitter is still kicking on along. I don't need to be a part of the new Fandango crowd.
Because you're going
to
get left behind.
If the day it crashes and nobody's posting shit, then I'll move. Until then, I'm on here. When they come on that bitch,
you're going down with the ship.
Like, it's going to give it to you. Like, oh, they're going to give it to me and I'm going to leave. That's it. Like, until that day, I'm going to continue.
When you get a 404 error, that's when you'll stop.
That bro come back with a 500 request error. Then I'll be like, shit, that's the time to move.
All right, like, what's next?
I'm going to get on three. Let me
figure out how to learn how to use Mastodon.
Man, for real, I'm going to be out here using fucking Morse code and shit. I'm like, what's up?
Whoa. If everything goes down, just revert back to what you know.
Man, for real, I'm getting on.
That's why I had to learn something new, man. It felt weird. It felt like going into like a Gen Z space when I installed TikTok for the first time. I resisted for a while too, but then it gets us all eventually.
I'm not doing it. I don't care. If Twitter go down, I'm getting on the CB goddamn radio. I'm going to call some people. Like, what's up? CB radio. What's up?
I believe it for some reason. I believe it.
Yeah, I'm good, dude. But I'm on Twitter right now, scrolling through, seeing what's out there in the world.
You and one other dude.
There is... Okay, y'all are so, like, you sounded like it's, them it's kids.
It's only
you up sound because, like them kids.
It's only up because people haven't figured out another place to go. It's not as easy these days for everybody to migrate to one thing. So
it's hard
for people to move off and like make another place the home of the internet.
I don't follow celebrities. I follow things that I care about. Like, I follow other podcasts. I follow news sources and stuff. Like, I don't, you're talking about like the bleeding edge people who jump ship, and that's fine. I don't follow celebrities. No, I can give a shit.
No, not the celebrities. Even all those people you mentioned, they went and made thread accounts, thread list accounts, whatever. Everybody's boosting. I mean, everybody's cross posting stuff on there, but then like five people click on it on thread, and then still 100 million people click on X.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for long.
So which one? Which side of the story? You just said
the Twitter algorithm got fucked up. The dude said he's gonna start charging for memberships for everybody.
The ads got fucked up.
Like the blue check mark system got fucked up. Like everything, he's destroying it from the inside out. It's still functional right now, basically. Yeah. But
I don't get. This dude bought something to shit it away. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I have never seen somebody take something they spent millions of dollars on and just shit on it for no reason. Like, I don't know if he did it because he just wanted to be able to say, hey, I did this. You wouldn't let me in the first time. Now, I'm fucking you guys. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand why you would do that. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. I don't think all these changes. Like, he took away the ability to block people, saying he's going to charge everyday users. Like, eventually, you're gonna run everybody off. And then what are you going to have at the end?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You can
tell us when the end comes, like what he turns it into.
You a hate ass dude.
I keep up with the news. I barely go there. Everybody still posts like kind of big things there, but I don't really go on that app. I don't go to that website .com.
I am
.com.
The x.com.
No. I saw that face on .com.
Like, what? Yeah, I don't understand what he's doing. The only thing that's genius about changing it to X is if you have the time. And here's the funny part. Even if you go to the website, it does not say X.com.
It still says Twitter. Sometimes you get a share that is an X link. Sometimes it's still a Twitter link. It's very funny how it's still not all changed over.
They don't even know what they're fucking doing. Like, I'm sure they go to work every day like, what the fuck random shit is going to happen now? I don't know.
Did you see he was getting in their asses of all the workers at Tesla about the Cybertruck? It's 2 or 3 years behind schedule, and then the ones coming out now, the first production ones going through, are coming out like really fucked up because it's supposed to be all this flat, perfect metal with these edges that line up and everything.
Right.
And if you don't machine that stuff perfectly, since it's such a flat piece, any kind of imperfection will look like shit and it'll pop out real easy to the eye. Mm-hmm. So the stuff is just looking real shoddy and big panel gaps where the pieces are connecting. And it's not like how the whole vision and artistic thing was for the shape of this thing. And people are saying it looks like a fucking iPad after a couple of minutes with all the fingerprints on it and the smears and stuff, because you can't keep that shit clean. So he's all pissed. Like, you motherfuckers are working 18-hour days to try to make this stuff right, because our customers are going to be so mad when this thing comes out.
I mean,
it looks so damn ugly in person on that stage. It looked like a future thing 3 or 4 years ago. Now it looks like trash in public with the sun hitting it.
I mean, dude, really, did we think that was going to happen? Did we really think it was going to come out?
It's uglier than I thought.
Yeah. Dang.
But I'm glad I canceled my pre-order.
No,
I didn't pre-order that.
I was about to say, you ain't pre-order shit, but knowing you pre-order everything. So I was like, you might have.
I mean, I could have, because they put, I think the truck and the, like, when they had the Model Y, they opened up pre-orders for like $1,000, basically to hold your spot in line. So
right,
you can do that. You can do $1,000 and wait 4 years, but then when the bill comes due, they want their $100,000.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't understand how I don't understand why everything is so expensive when you're basically, you want people to buy it, but then you're pricing most people out of buying it. Like, seriously, what kind of sense does that make for anything to be this expensive for a first generation truck that obviously ain't gonna come out correctly, but whatever.
One day it'll be in the trash bin of history. It'll be like a $10,000 car. One day. It'll be the Ford Pinto.
I don't think it'll be the Ford Pinto. That's pretty harsh. That's almost like the this is the ET game of the games. It's just in trash.
Why is it? You know, I just thought about that. Why is this shit called the Ford Pinto? Why isn't it called the Ford Kidney Bean? Why is it being named after a Pinto bean?
Because it was in Mexico.
Is that legal, what you said, or is that true? Isn't it a Ford Pinto?
No, there's no okay. Ford Pinto.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it. It's Ford Pinto Comcat. Subcompact car made 1971 to 1980.
In Mexico. So
why is it called Pinto?
And it was in Mexico.
No, it was produced by Ford. It was North America. You just being racist.
No, North America. Mexico is in North America. No, what do you mean?
It says North America. I mean,
North America. And Mexico is in North America.
I know, but which part of North America? They don't say, let me see.
It's still in Mexico. Because Hispanic people like.
No, they were made in New Jersey. They were made in Ontario, not in Mexico.
They were sold in Mexico, though.
I'm sure they were sold everywhere, but they're sold in America.
Okay. I mean, the one in America was called hot dog. The two to four
the most common food item per country. Is.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're looking for a new car right now, right? Didn't yours get splattered? Oh,
it was named after a pony, a Pinto pony. I thought it was named after a bean.
That's where you fucked up. You thought it was a bean.
Well, you can't if you Google what your name is something. Well, you couldn't do that in the 70s. But if you search up on Instagram,
exactly in the 70s, they were probably walking around like, "Hey, my horse is named Pinto. Let's name him Pinto." That's it.
But you want a horse to be strong, like coming out of Detroit. You don't want like a Pinto being pony. Like what the hell?
I mean, okay,
maybe it was set for failure from the beginning.
Maybe they were trying to make something similar to the Mustang and wanted to make Pinto pony. I don't know.
Now that we're here, what's how about the Ford Butterbean? Like, what's a better bean name than Pinto? You got. What's your favorite bean name you would call your car?
Bean name? Probably. Are you talking about eating it or are you talking about name?
No, just name, like the Ford Chickpea, the Ford Great Northern Bean. That'd be cool. The Ford Great Northern. That'd be a badass truck.
Why did you get so close to the goddamn mic to say that? Like, why? Why are you
the He's Ford like, Black Bean?
Let me tell you about this Northern Bean.
The Ford Pinelli.
The Northern Bean sounds like the fucking predecessor to the F-150. It's like, have you ever been spanked by a wet spaghetti noodle? No, drive a Northern Bean. Like, why are you so cool?
The Ford Fava Beans. Mung bean. Oh, Mung is cool. The Ford Mung. That'd be a cool, weird feature.
That's too close to dung for me, so no thanks. Northern bean ain't it. Definitely not it. Chickpea is a fucking pea. It's not a bean.
It's on the bean website. It came up in the list, top 10 what's beans.
What's on the bean website? What's their website about top 10 beans?
This is the top beans.
Let me get the top number. Beans.
Number 18, I never heard of this Azuki bean, like Ford Azuki. That sounds like a cool motorcycle.
That don't sound bad. I like that. That sounds like a motorcycle. Yes. Well, what's the rest of the beans? Give me the top 10 beans.
I mean, there's Azuki, Feo, soybean, pink, red, navy, cranberry, black-eyed, mung, fava.
Black-eyed is not a bean. That's a black-eyed pea.
But black-eyed peas are in the bean family. It's a circle. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Fava beans, lima beans, lentil beans. Kidney beans, cannelli, Great Northern, Great Southern beans, Great Eastern, Great Western.
What the hell is a Great Southern bean? I've never heard of that. What is that? What is a Great Southern bean?
And a black bean. I just made those extra. Those Cardinal Direction beans. There's only one of them.
The Great Northern. I was like, what is a Great Southern bean? I was actually interested. I like Great Northern beans. They're white and bean.
Guess the number one bean.
The number one bean. Is it actually a bean?
It's Mr. Bean.
Coffee?
No, Mr. Bean, the actor, character.
Jesus
Christ. Google Mr. Bean. You know him.
I know who Mr. Bean is.
Rowan Atkinson, he's the number one bean.
Well, why did you say he was the number one? Shut up. What? Wait, why is coffee not on that list? Because coffee is a bean.
Oh, but coffee, you're right. It's not in top 20.
Coffee is not in the top 20?
Well, I think this is beans you have in a soup. You don't have, you don't eat coffee beans like that.
Who the hell eats lentil beans?
We do. We make lentil soup.
I'm sorry for your loss. I know you're poor.
Those are good. Oh, but there's a lot more in it than just lentils. It's not straight lentil and water. It's lentil and dog water.
Water and lentil beans. That's all we
had. It's got some more seasoning than that.
It's got some meat, because it sounds like you're eating poor people's food. Lentils. No meat.
Hold the meat.
It's like she throws down a bowl, and she takes out a ladle and says, slop, lentil.
It's just straight. It's 1 million lentils.
1 million lentils. Do you like lentils?
Yeah, in the lentil soup that she makes, yeah. It's got a lot of stuff in it. It's got bacon, hot dogs, lentils, jalapenos.
Go back.
Potatoes, I think. It's got other stuff.
Bring it back.
It's an emerald recipe, I think.
Bring it back. Hot dog?
It's a special lentil. It's not just a lentil soup. I get that.
Yeah, hot dog. What do you mean, hot dog? What do you mean,
hot dog? What don't you understand? A beanie weenie is like shit like that.
You guys are really poor. Wait, are you making this up? Do you mean sausage?
No, hot dog.
No. You mean sausage, right? There is no way.
I mean bun length wieners.
You're fucking putting.
Not beanie weenies directly, but it's the same type of thing.
Hot dogs
go hard in the soup. You can make whatever you want. The glizzy's in the recipe.
Glizzy? It looks like I got a glizzy lentil soup. What the fuck? Are you sure? Wait, this is a. Are we talking like a regular ass beef hot dog? What are we talking
about? Not even beef. No, the reconstructed meat dogs.
What?
It's really good. It's spicy and it's really nice. I'll tell you, it's a good like winter soup.
y'all over here having hobo meals. What the?
This is some prison meals, yeah, but it's good shit.
And it's like go steal a bag of little bees, one bag of beanie weenies.
Yeah, some fucking watch on jerky and the shit.
I know
it's a red hot Cheetos.
I really hope to God that you're making it up, because you cannot get me to believe that she made a soup with lentil beans, spices, and herbs and fucking glizzies. There is no way.
And bacon. I think potatoes. It's really good. And carrots. I'm gonna save you a bowl. It's one of the family favorites, dude.
It brought tears to my eyes. There is so many things wrong with that combination.
It's so good. I'm telling you, it's like a Creole. What do we call the thing?
Ain't nothing Creole about this shit. Don't you dare besmirch my people's name. It ain't Creole. I don't know what the hell y'all eating down there. What the fuck is that shit?
It's Texas style.
Man, yeah. That is if a meal was whatever's left in the refrigerator. That shit. Right,
that's some of the best home cooked food you could get. Mix it up in a pot.
I don't disagree with you. I do not. Like everything else in that combination was fine until the hot dog.
Bacon, okay, we replace it with sausage. Real good sausage, you'll be okay.
Yes, bro. Your real good sausage is gonna be beef or pork. With spices.
Yeah, and herbs. We eat sausage too. We love the sausage. Okay. Glizzy.
But I'm saying, you're eating fucking repurposed bologna meat.
Top shelf glizzy. But top shelf glizzy 8-pack is $9.99, and a pack on the bottom shelf is $3.99 to throw in the soup. Yeah.
So, which one are you throwing in the soup? The $3.99 or the $9.99?
No, we're putting the $3.99 in the soup, but man, I'm getting told I'm coming up to my hard stop for my hard glizzy soup discussion. We need to put this one on the wax.
Yes, man.
And I'm going to save you a plate. I'm going to get you the recipe.
Whatever you got to do, dog. I don't need no parts of it. I know you got to go pick up. So
yeah, we going to the airport, so we're going to eat out.
Y'all going to eat what?
Some food. some din-din.
Did we wrap it up? Did you already know what you're going to eat? Is there a pre-existing din-din?
I'm trying to suggest a dinner that I'm craving right now, which is Bojangles. But
is there even Bojangles in San Antonio?
They just opened one. We have one Bojangles.
They got this
not quite yet. It's in a weird part of town, and I don't know if people know about it yet, but it will. When the word gets out, it will.
Yeah.
So I found that on accident. I was just driving by. And I saw a chicken sign, so I was like, "Oh shit, this is here. Let me try this." So, I've vetted it out already. So I was trying to get Sylvia to go to it. So I tell her, "All right, we're gonna go to the city. Where do you want to eat?" And of course, it's all I don't know. I don't know where I want to eat. So I'm like, I got an idea. I want to go to Bojangles. How about that?
Jangle-lang.
What's that? Oh, it's got fried chicken and they got biscuits. They got stuff. And she's like, "Huh? Let me see the menu. Let me pull up the website." Pulls it up. She's like, "This is like a copy paste fucking Popeyes. I don't want to go to Popeyes.
A copy paste fucking Popeyes.
Like this is like the same shit like Popeyes KFC knockoff. Like, why do I want to go there for dinner?" I'm like,
"I mean,
it's good. What do you want to go to a fancy candlelit dinner or something?
Yeah, I want
to go
get some fried chicken." Technically, it is kind of a copy paste of something.
But who was first? I don't know who was first on first, who's on second, but it's good food. Bojangles has been on the East Coast for a while. I've been on the South for a while.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing about Bojangles that makes people want to go there is the biscuit and that blueberry biscuit. That's pretty much it. The chicken is pretty much the same. It's kind of subpar.
No, it was really good. Maybe they're just, you know, they're doing their big one out here because they just opened it up. That chicken was crunchy. I had some the first time I went there. What was it? It was like peach pepper cobbler sauce or something like that. It was kind of peach pepper sauce to dip the chicken in. So I went for that, and it was all nice and spicy and fruity at the same time. I was like, that's just how I like it.
Peach pepper sauce. Interesting concept.
It was something. It was something like that. So I went for it. It was good, but no, I had to go get shot down on a Bojangles dinner night. I guess it's not worth driving 2 hours into the city to get fast food. But for me, man, I'm satisfied. I'm easy. You can please me easy.
You try to take the warden to Bojangles on the one time that she went to the big city, and you thought that was going to work.
And so I'm about to be like, "Hey, I'm navigating there. You know, the GPS says this is the best route to take on the way to the airport." And she's like, "Why is it taking us over there?
You had already
put it in." I thought we were going to Bojangles. I don't know no fucking Bojangles. No, sorry.
Were you taking the in-laws to the Bojangles too, or was it just you
no.
want to eat before? Oh, okay.
No, we're gonna go way before we get them. So. I'm not introducing him to that spot just yet. Got to run the wife through it. Let her vet it before she takes the parents to. But she told me, "You can go there by yourself next time you're in town. Not today."
You tried to slip her the okie doke and get Bojangles.
I was like, "And a biscuit, motherfucker. I need a biscuit.
And a biscuit. That's fine, bro. I mean, next time you go to the office once a week, just get it next time you're there."
Oh, I will.
I'm the same way. You know what's weird? I don't eat a whole bunch of chicken, but the one place I do the same thing at is Golden Chick, right? Because there's one close to my office. Did you just die on my phone?
Golden Chick is nasty Cisco chicken reheated in a microwave looking ass. That's fucking gross.
Have you been to Golden Chick?
They have Golden Chicks down here, dude. They're fucking nasty.
Y'all got some nasty, greasy ass Golden Chicks. The Golden Chicks up here be fire.
Fire? I've never heard anybody say that about
Golden. You get you some tendies. That's covered in the wicked powder, and it's spicy. Yes. And some ranch.
Boy, maybe you got a different franchise up there. They ordered from a different food distributor because the chicken down here was nasty shit. I think I shit myself for a week one time. I went to the one over here.
Nasty. Okay, what was wrong with the chicken? What was wrong with it?
Oh, it was subpar, frozen ass, just really shitty chicken. And I got sick after I ate it. I think I've been there like 3 or 4 times here since I moved to Texas. It's all been down here in San Antonio and area.
I mean, but
the Golden Chick was not good.
Okay. I mean, it could be the area because the Golden Chick over here be fire. You get that hot buttery roll to go with it too and some corn nuggets. Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying sounds good, but from anywhere but Golden Chick.
Wow.
Next time I'm in the area. Man, and for any kind of fried chicken, and you go repping that, I know you you don't need a lot of fried chicken, but I was like, you're not going to say golden chick, man.
Man, golden chick is, dude, golden chick is good. Like, where are you getting,
I don't know where you're
getting bad golden chick from.
I'm really not trusting all your IG photos of your food nowadays. I don't know your taste buds work.
Okay, look. You still, number one, you still ain't told me the reason why you don't like it.
Other than I told you it was fucking nasty.
You ain't told me
it was microwave shit. Okay, I saw the Cisco truck. I didn't see the, not the internet truck. I saw Cisco, the fucking SYSCO.
Everybody gets their food from Cisco. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
But they ordered off the back of the menu on the discount clearance section to get their fucking chicken.
I ain't never heard such blasphemy.
Now, I know Cisco has a premium menu. They sell lobster. They sell good food and shit.
Yeah.
But if you see a restaurant that has Ben E. Keith ketchup on the counter and a Cisco truck pulling up in the back, dropping off a case of chicken.
Who is Ben E. Keith?
Ben E. Keith is a distributor down here. And when they replaced their Heinz with Ben E. Keith, I replaced that restaurant with another one in my list because I ain't coming back.
Well,
because that shit tastes like water.
Well, I don't eat ketchup, so I ain't got that problem. I ain't got the same problem you got.
But Cisco stuff is gross, bro. The bottom of the barrel stuff that these places just order and put in the microwave and dropping the grease coming out straight out the freezer, nasty. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine, dude. Okay, it might be a different franchise, different people, somebody doing it differently. It could be any of those things, man. You know, it happens.
I want to visit you. You take me to your local one where you got your reward points set up and shit. And tell me right now. Tell me right now. That golden chick. Your prime location versus the best Zaxby's you've been to. Which one's better?
I'll still go and check. Zaxby's not that good. Hold on. I would take Slim Chickens over Zaxby's. I would take Golden Chick over Zaxby's. The only thing that was good about Zaxby's in the first place is the sauces. Like they had
97 sauces.
Yeah, they like Baskin Robbins. They got 31 sauces and shit.
Yes. That's it.
Outside of that, the chicken wasn't good.
Because sometimes I remember like it'd be a good experience. Next time, it'd be a bad experience. Right, it was never consistent.
Right.
The sauces always carried.
Yeah, the sauce carried it. Yeah, you can get. They could have gave me some leather ass chicken with them sauce. The Zaxby sauces are fucking amazing. I don't know what they be making up. They great.
What's sad is that Slim Chickens when it first came out. Yeah. I was on Slim Chicken.
You took me there. That was the only. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, I took you there.
Well, I forgot. The first time I came to Houston, you was like, you picked me up from the airport, picked me up from the hobby. You was like, man, we did lunch. I was like, what are we eating for lunch? He's like, I'm gonna take you to this chicken place. I was like, is it because I'm black and I'm in Houston? Yeah, it's chicken, it's good. And he drove me to a Slim Chickens that was in the middle of a parking lot of like this commercial area, like do some good chicken, and we had Slim Chicken.
That was over near my job. Yeah, before it really got it, that was even before it got more built up with more restaurants and everything. It was kind of like industrial complex.
Right. So,
but
yeah,
you know what? Slim Chickens has fallen off. Unless the one from Katy was good. I moved over here to San Antonio, and they have one over here too. Mm. I was like, oh shit, Slim Chickens, man! I missed that shit. I haven't been there in like 3 years. I went there, garbage. Now, that makes me think I might be kind of leaning towards believing you a little bit that potentially your golden chick is better than my golden chick.
Yeah. Because
this Slim Chickens was 0 out of 5 compared to the one over in Houston.
I'm going to say, though, the Slim Chickens is hit or miss. Like, okay, if I go 5 times, 4 times is going to be good. 1 time is going to be what
hell. Yeah, I agree.
The sauce be busting. But it be sometimes, like, I went one time where they cooked the chicken. And again, I'm not a chicken eater. They cooked the chicken to a point there was like just breading. Like they cooked it so much that the meat on the inside leaked out. There were no meat. It was just bread. So I was like, what the hell? It was bread and sauce. I was satisfied because the sauce was good, but you know,
I used to go there. I fuck with their wraps. It was like some kind of spicy type of wrap I got with the chicken. And I like that at Slim's. But San Antonio version was not good, and I have not been back. I kind of forgot all about Slim Chicken stuff. Right now.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't had Bojangles in a long ass time. The last time I had Bojangles, I was like in the middle of Tennessee because like they had brought it over to like Nashville, Knoxville, somewhere in the area, and I've had it, but I haven't had it in a while. I think Memphis has got a Bojangles now. I think we got a Bojangles here in Dallas, but the line was long or something. I'll tell you the place I want to go to that I can't never find open, and that's Jollibee's. Because the one that we have here been sitting there waiting to be open for like 400 years.
Oh, They have a few of those in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And they're just like sitting down in front of the Best Buy, like no line, no wait, just chilling. Mm. I haven't been yet, but I want to get some like chicken and spaghetti or whatever the fuck they got.
Yeah, that spaghetti look gross. You talking about ketchup. That shit is just ketchup and a noodle.
But then people be swearing by it.
I know. I'm just being funny.
I'm wondering because it looks so looks so mid, like a real basic ass food, but then people like, oh, Jollibee.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like my lentil soup.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot dog. Beanie weenie hot dog one ass soup. What the hell is that? Anyway.
Hey, that'll change your life, boy.
Yeah. It sure would. I go to the hospital. It's definitely going to change my life. They were like, yeah, what you in the hospital for? I'm like, I ate beanie weenie soup.
Oh, no, sir. You've been diagnosed with long lentil soup disease.
Long lentil soup disease. Anyway. Well, I guess we can leave now, I guess.
We can wrap it up.
All right, we wrap it up. This has been episode 183, mainstream of the pod, of the cast, and things of that nature. We thank you for listening. We hope you come back, and we'll have this nice heaping bowl of long-ass lentil soup for you. I don't know where that's going to be. But
that's leftover hot dog water for you.
Do you freeze it out? Do y'all eat it in one sitting?
No, it makes a big old pot. So you put some in the fridge. The next day, it might be even better on a second leftover pass.
Because the lentils just sucked up all of the hot dog water.
yeah, maybe they're soaking in it. They're marinating.
That's fine. That's good. All right.
Bacon grease. Mm.
That don't even sound appetizing.
No. There's no grease on it.
Whatever, man.
I'll show you. You know, some good fisherman's crackers. Mm.
What is fisherman's crackers?
I don't know, those ones they serve you that are like long and skinny. They always give you like the fish restaurants.
Fisherman's crackers? I've never heard of that before. What are they serve you at a fisherman's restaurant? What are you talking about?
What are those ones you always get at restaurants that have soup and they're like long, skinny crackers and they have like a captain on it wearing a fucking hat?
I'm almost for certain they're not called a captain with a hat. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's a dude on a fishing boat hat, and it's like a fish cracker. I don't know, but they hit different. They're like really nice and tasty, and they can eat like a whole bunch of those little packages.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know.
I'm gonna find the fisherman cracker.
If anybody know what fisherman crackers is, please let me know because I have no idea what this dude is talking about. So, but we'll end it here. 183 mainstream podcast. I'm Jeff. I'm Chris. I'm out. Goodbye.
Night.